Now inshallah we'll listen to the first few ayat of Surah Al-Anfal.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يسألونك عن الأنفال قل الأنفال لله والرسول فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنتُم مُّؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ. They ask you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the bounties, about the booty of war. This surah was revealed after the Battle of Badr. And the Battle of Badr was the first battle between the Muslims and the Mushrikun, the enemies. And we learned that the Muslims were victorious. And when they were victorious, they obtained much war booty. So now there is a question. Who gets it? Who has a share in it? What's the response? Allah says, قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Say, the bounties, the war booty is for Allah and the Messenger. So fear Allah, وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. And amend that which is between you. And obey Allah and His Messenger, if you should be believers. This battle was fought in the second year after Hijrah, just 2 years after the Prophet ﷺ migrated to Medina. And it was fought in the month of Ramadan. And this was an unexpected battle. And it brought unexpected victory also. Because the Muslims just showed up there. They didn't have the right resources. They weren't equipped for it. But what happened? Allah granted them victory. And this is exactly what we are meant to do also. We have to do what is within our ability. Just show up. And then Allah will grant victory. Now we see that wealth, money, is a huge fitna. It's a huge trial. And even the most intelligent and reasonable people, what happens to them? They end up in arguments and differences when it comes to the distribution of money. And this was the first time the Muslims had encountered this issue of war booty. And so it led to some differences amongst the Sahaba. It led to some arguments between them. When the law was revealed over here in Surah Al-Anfal, how the booty is to be distributed, before the law, the Muslims are reminded that you fought not for money. You fought because of your belief in Allah and His Messenger. So, Al-Anfal, remember they are لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. They belong to Allah and His Messenger. So they will decide how it is to be distributed. You don't decide that. What is it that you need to be worried about? فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. And amend the relationships that are between you. You need to think about mending your relationships out of the fear of Allah. Because pleasant mutual relationships, remember, they are far more important than money. They are better than the world and whatever is in it. Unity, love, they are more precious than any amount of wealth. If we look at the seerah, the Muslims never suffered loss because of the lack of resources, because of the lack of money, because of the few numbers of the Muslims. No, if ever they suffered from some harm, it was because of their disagreements. We see that at Badr they were united. At Uhud what happened? A small disagreement happened. That the Muslims were appointed on that mount, they said, oh, the battle is over, we can go. Whereas the Prophet ﷺ told them, do not move from there. What happened? That disagreement, that disunity, it led to much loss. So over here, the Muslims are told, why are you worried about the money? You should be worried about what? ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. Fix that, amend that which is between you, meaning your relationships. That is what you need to be worried about. Because the rizq, the money, that will come to you. What is decreed for you will come to you. But your relationships, you have to work on them. You have to work on them and try to fix them. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful. And when His verses are recited, it increases them in faith. And upon their Lord, they rely. These are the believers. Here we need to check ourselves, that when Allah is mentioned, does the state of my heart change? Does it feel happy or does it feel afraid? The dhikr of Allah should move the heart. And if it does not move the heart, then that means the heart is hardened. The Prophet ﷺ said that of the 7 people who will be given shade under the throne of Allah on the Day of Judgment, one of them is who? The person who remembers Allah when alone and his eyes swell with tears. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And this is something that must happen. That when a person hears the ayat, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, it increases them in faith. This may happen in a gathering. It may happen in salah. It may happen when alone. But especially when listening to the Qur'an, the heart must move. And if it doesn't, then there's a problem with iman. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And upon their Lord, they rely. The ones who establish prayer, and from what we have provided them, they spend. Those are the believers, truly. For them are degrees of high position with their Lord, and forgiveness, and noble provision. It is just as when your Lord brought you out from your home for the battle of Badr. In truth, while indeed a party among the believers were unwilling, meaning they were still mentally not prepared for battle, arguing with you concerning the truth after it had become clear, as if they were being driven toward death while they were looking on. They were afraid to face the danger of war. They didn't want to go, some of them. But remember, O believers, when Allah promised you one of the two groups. Because remember that the Prophet ﷺ, he found out that a trade caravan was coming from Syria, returning to Makkah. And this was the best way for the Muslims to get back to the Meccans. Because remember that when the Muslims would go to Mecca, like for example, we learned about Sa'd radiallahu anhu, he went to Mecca to do Umrah. He was doing Tawaf, and one of the leaders of Mecca, he came to him and he said, "You are at the Kaaba while you have given refuge to our people?" And he almost attempted to kill him. So Sa'd radiallahu anhu said, "By Allah, you leave me or else I will ruin your trade. I will disturb your trade. I will not allow you to trade in peace." So that man, finally he gave up. But it was clear that the two were at war. So the Prophet ﷺ led a group of 300 Sahaba, slightly more than 300, to intercept this trade caravan, which was returning from Ash-Sham, from Syria. And there was only 40 people guarding that caravan. So the Prophet ﷺ took 300 people. And that was fine. But what happened? Abu Sufyan, who was bringing that caravan, he sent word to Makkah. He said, "Everybody just come. I'm afraid the Muslims are going to do something, so just come and defend." So 1,000 people came to defend that caravan. So Allah promised the believers that you will have one of the two groups. Either you will get the trade caravan, or you will end up facing the army of 1,000 men. It would be yours, one of these. And you wished that the unarmed one would be yours. Why? It would be easier. 300 people fighting 40? So simple. It would be easier. And of course, the gain would be much more. But Allah intended to establish the truth by His words and to eliminate the disbelievers. And for that, you had to sacrifice. So the Muslims set out in order to intercept the trade caravan. What happened? The trade caravan, it escaped. The Muslims camped at Badr, and the army showed up over there. 1,000 of them. The Muslims wanted to become financially strong and then later face the enemy. But Allah wanted to eliminate the leaders of kufr. This is why He wanted that this confrontation should happen. That the Muslims should face the army. What happens? In this life also, we're looking for an easy option. A more comfortable option. But what happens? No matter how much we try, we never get it. Something else is put before us. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You dislike something, but it's good for you. And it's possible that you love something, but in reality it is bad for you. And remember, this was the month of Ramadan. On the 12th of Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ left Medina to go to Badr. And then back and forth, eventually on the 17th of Ramadan, the battle was fought. It was not easy. It was difficult. And 300 people facing 1,000? 300 people who didn't go for battle, they didn't go prepared for battle. They went prepared to intercept a trade caravan. That was it. But Allah had a greater plan. لِيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ وَيُبْطِلَ الْبَاطِلِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ That He should establish the truth and abolish falsehood, even if the criminals dislike it. Remember when you asked help of your Lord, and He answered you. Because there is nothing more honorable near Allah than dua. Allah answered you. You called upon Him. And the Prophet ﷺ called upon Allah with much hope at this time. So much so that his shawl, it fell. And Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasulullah, enough. You've prayed enough. But the Prophet ﷺ kept making dua. In a hadith we learned that there is no Muslim who fixes his face before Allah while asking Him. Meaning, he just sits there. And he's like, Ya Allah, I'm not going until You give me. I'm not going to give up until You help me. مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَنْصِبُ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي مَسْأَلَةٍ Except that Allah will give him what he has asked for. Or Allah will store it for him for later. But Allah will definitely respond. Is تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ You are asking your Lord. And He answered you, Indeed, I will reinforce you with 1,000 from the angels following one another. And Allah made it not but good tidings, and so that your hearts would be assured thereby. And victory is not but from Allah, it is not from your numbers. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and wise. Remember when He overwhelmed you with drowsiness, giving security from Him, and sent down upon you from the sky rain by which to purify you, and remove from you the evil suggestions of shaitan, and to make steadfast your hearts, and plant firmly thereby your feet. So the Muslims are being reminded over here of the various forms of help that Allah sent them. And here even sleep is mentioned, drowsiness, because drowsiness even is a form of a blessing sometimes. Remember when your Lord inspired to the angels, I am with you. So strengthen those who have believed. I will cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieved. So strike them upon the necks and strike from them every fingertip. Why? That is because they opposed Allah and His Messenger. And whoever opposes Allah and His Messenger, indeed Allah is severe in penalty. That is yours, so taste it. And indeed for the disbelievers is the punishment of the fire. O you who have believed, when you meet those who disbelieve advancing for battle, do not turn to them your backs in flight. A very important lesson. When you go to do something, when you've begun, when you've started, then don't turn your back. Then keep doing it. Don't stop. And whoever turns his back to them on such a day, unless swerving as a strategy for war, or joining another company, has certainly returned with anger upon him from Allah. And his refuge is hell, and wretched is the destination. Because you see, when you've started something, it's always best to complete it. If you leave it in the middle saying, yeah, I'll do it maybe sometime, then what happens? You never end up completing it. And you did not kill them, but it was Allah who killed them. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى And you threw not, O Prophet, when you threw, but it was Allah who threw. Meaning you did your best. However, only Allah granted success to your efforts, that He might test the believers with a good test. Indeed, Allah is hearing and knowing. That is so, and also that Allah will weaken the plot of the disbelievers. If you disbelievers seek victory, the defeat has come to you. Because we learned that the mushrikeen, the 1,000 men who left Makkah, before they left, they went to the Kaaba, they held the kiswa of the Kaaba and they prayed. They said, O Allah, whoever is upon the truth, grant him success. So Allah says, you asked for victory, the defeat has come to you. And if you desist from hostilities, it is best for you. But if you turn to war, we will return. And never will you be availed by your large company at all, even if it should increase. And that is because Allah is with the believers. O you who have believed, obey Allah and His Messenger. And do not turn from Him while you hear His order. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ Do not be like those who say, we have heard, while they have not heard. Because if they had heard, their actions would have shown. So, those who have heard, what happens? Their actions change. If the actions do not change, then it means the truth was not heard. They did not listen to it. Indeed, the worst of living creatures in the sight of Allah are the deaf and dumb who do not use reason. The Prophet ﷺ said once, while standing on the mimbar, be merciful and you will be treated with mercy. Forgive and Allah will forgive you. Woe to those who only hear. Who only hear, Meaning they just hear and then they forget. They don't change their actions. Those who knowingly persist on their sins. Al-musirroon. Those who persist on their sins while they know. They know what they're doing is wrong, yet they keep doing it. So even though they heard what the truth was, they didn't change. Woe to them. Had Allah known any good in them, He would have made them hear. And if He had made them hear, they would still have turned away while they were refusing. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart, and that to Him you will be gathered. He knows the secrets of your hearts, your feelings, your intentions, your fears, your worries. So He knows. When He orders you to do something, do it. Don't delay. All those fears, dispel them by responding to Allah. وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً. And fear a trial, which will not strike those who have wronged amongst you exclusively. Because if they don't stop those doing wrong, they could be caught by the same punishment as well. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And know that Allah is severe in penalty. And remember when you were few and oppressed in the land, fearing that people might abduct you, but He sheltered you. He supported you with His victory and provided you with good things that you might be grateful. O you who have believed, do not betray Allah and the Messenger or betray your trusts while you know, meaning you know the consequences. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. And know that your property and your children are but a trial, and that Allah has with Him a great reward. Because for the sake of money, for the sake of our children, we end up disobeying Allah a lot. Allah reminds us, these are a trial. O you who have believed, if you fear Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. He will grant you a criterion. Meaning even if nobody is there to tell you what to do or what not to do, Allah will teach you. He will give you wisdom. But when? When you fear Allah. And will remove from you your misdeeds and forgive you. And Allah is the possessor of great bounty. And remember, when those who disbelieved plotted against you to restrain you or kill you or evict you from Makkah, meaning this was before the Hijrah, but they plan, and Allah also plans, and Allah is the best of planners. And when our verses are recited to them, they say, we have heard, if we willed, we could say something like this. They're not impressed by the Qur'an. This is not but legends of the former peoples. And remember when they said, O Allah, if this should be the truth from you, then rain down upon us stones from the sky or bring us a painful punishment. They would say this in a way to challenge, not as dua. Because they were so confident about what they were doing. They were so confident that what they were upon was right. They were doing right in opposing the Prophet ﷺ. Allah says, but Allah would not punish them while you are among them. And Allah would not punish them while they seek forgiveness. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, the servant is safe from punishment of Allah as long as he seeks forgiveness of Allah. So as long as a person is seeking forgiveness of Allah, he is safe from punishment. But why should Allah not punish them while they obstruct people from al-Masjid al-Haram? And they were not fit to be its guardians. Its true guardians are not but the righteous, but most of them do not know. Most of them do not know. Who is most deserving of being in the masjid? The one who fears Allah. Salman al-Farisi, he wrote to Abu Darda. And he said, oh my brother, عَلَيْكَ بِالْمَسْجِدِ فَالْزِمْهُ. Hold on to the masjid, adhere to it. Meaning, make sure you go to the masjid. Be a regular attendant. Because I heard the Prophet ﷺ say, الْمَسْجِدُ بَيْتُ كُلُّ تَقِي. The masjid is the house of every righteous person. So over here, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they took a lot of pride in the fact that they were the caretakers of the Kaaba. Allah says, they're not deserving of this. Who's deserving of being in the masjid? Al-Muttaqoon, those who fear Allah. And their prayer at the house was not except whistling and hand clapping. Meaning when they go to the Kaaba to worship, this is what they do. So taste the punishment for what you disbelieved. Indeed, those who disbelieve spend their wealth to avert people from the way of Allah. So they will spend it, then it will be for them a source of regret. Then they will be overcome. And those who have disbelieved, unto hell they will be gathered. This is so that Allah may distinguish the wicked from the good and place the wicked, some of them, upon others and heap them all together and put them into hell. It is those who are the losers. This is real bankruptcy. when nothing of one's money, of one's life's effort, of one's striving is of use. He spends, he works hard, but then in the hereafter he will find nothing. Why? Because his aqidah was not right. Say to those who have disbelieved that if they cease, what has previously occurred will be forgiven to them. But if they return to hostility, then the precedent of the former rebellious peoples has already taken place. And fight them until there is no fitna and until their religion, all of it is for Allah. And if they cease, then indeed Allah is seeing of what they do. So what do we see here? That the Muslims are being told that these people who have hated you and opposed you simply because of your religion, when they threaten you and come to fight you, then will you not stand up? Because this was the first battle and many more will come. وَإِن تَوَلَّوُ But if they turn away, فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ Then know that Allah is your protector. نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ Excellent is the protector and excellent is the helper. When a person goes in Allah's way, then he needs Allah's help. Otherwise, he cannot do much. And when he receives Allah's help, then the help of Allah is sufficient for him. We learned that at the Battle of Uhud, when the Muslims with the Prophet ﷺ had taken shelter in a crevice in one of the mountains, in a small cave, Abu Sufyan, he came outside. And he said a few words to the Muslims. And then he said that we have Uzza and there is no Uzza for you. We have the idol and you don't have an idol. The Prophet ﷺ said to the Muslims, will you not respond? They said, what should we say? So the Muslim said, we have Allah. He is our Mawla. And you, in reality, have no Mawla. Because the one who has Allah's help, then he is victorious. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity and grant us his special help. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.